I'm not at all certain of that colony collapse.
I'm just chatting with Mr. Goodman. Ray Goodman from the Northamptonshire Beekeepers Association. Ray, you're not convinced about colony collapse? What's the bit that you're not convinced about? That it's not happening, or what's causing it?
I'm convinced that it's happened, particularly in the USA. I haven't seen a lot of, shall we say, what they describe as colony collapse in this country, where the bees simply vacate the hive or you end up with nothing left. It doesn't seem common.
Is that just Northamptonshire, or is that across the whole country?
I think it's fairly common in this country. I mean, there are diseases. Bees die. Some colonies fail because sometimes it's untreated varroa. Sometimes it's viral diseases. But the specific, what they call colony collapse, I can't say I've seen it myself much.
Could it, I mean, the colony collapse that people have seen, could that be down to perhaps monoculture, just fields and fields of the same thing, or perhaps pesticides? Is there a general sort of thought pattern on what's going on with it?
Look at the bees, they make honey.
I honestly don't know. I mean, I haven't seen serious problems here because of pesticide damage, although I have seen reports that say that analyses of the wax find many, many different pesticides in the wax in honey, in honeycomb. Even pesticides that have been banned for 30, 40 years. But I haven't personally seen an incidence of pesticide, severe pesticide effect to a colony of bees.
Do you know if anyone else in the area has? Is it something that's, is that just Northamptonshire, or do you chat with other beekeepers?
I do chat with other beekeepers. I can't say that I have seen or heard recently of a case of serious pesticide damage.
That's very interesting.
I keep bees in on open countryside, and I have a good relationship with the farmer, so I know when he's going to spray, and I know that I need to shut my bees away at those times. I know he has to safeguard his crops.
So as a beekeeper, you work with the farmer?
Yes.
That's an interesting concept, because it didn't occur to me that perhaps the farmers and the beekeepers would chat to each other.
I think that the idea is that the farmers and the beekeepers do chat to each other. The more it happens, the better. Sometimes it doesn't happen enough, but the more it happens, the better it is.
Are you all right there? Well, we're at a country fair, so there's a band walking past. Thank you very much for chatting with me.